I suppose most people, if you look at statistically in Ireland, have some kind of religious faith. The European Values Survey, which was done in 99, 2000, showed that the majority, something like 89%, it's very high anyway. And I think we take it for granted that people just assume that it's there, but it's much more contested now in so many different ways. And I believe that with anything that is important to us, the only way it'll develop is if we pay attention to it. And education is something we do in all areas of life. And we expect in our jobs, in our whatever we want to do, we expect that we will actually do something that will develop it. And I would say our religious faith can't be any different. We've done it in school, and people say, oh, the school programs don't work, people da da da. But I think the end of the result of a country that is no longer where religious faith is synonymous really with the culture, it's inevitable that religious practice would not be the same. But I think we wouldn't expect that if we really wanted to develop an interest in history in later life, that we could do with what we learned in school. If we really wanted history to be important to us, we would actually do something to enhance our understanding of it. And if I say to myself, I didn't live in Ireland for 33 years, my Irish is zilch, or more or less, at this point, because I just haven't used it and I haven't had any experience of using it. And if I hadn't done anything about my faith for 33 years, well, the same would be true. And I think that's why religious education, I think formation is probably a better word, because we tend to think of education as top down, somebody coming in, talking at me for an hour and a half and going out again. And I don't think that's my model of education. I think it needs to be a lot more inclusive and allowing people to use their own experience and what's the questions and the searching that they're doing in their own lives, and how can religion help you to develop and understand those things in a more adult way, I think.
I suppose, though, for a lot of people, you know, if they are going to church or they're part of a community, they feel that it's kind of almost just by osmosis they're hearing what's happening, and that's enough for them, you know. So why would you think that they should maybe do something about developing further that faith that they got as very young children?
I think, you know, we have the hour of the week in the church or whatever, and certainly a lot of people do have their faith nourished by their own prayer life in their day in their homes. But if you're in education in other parts of your life, then often the questions that you have are not being addressed, because the Sunday liturgy is not designed to do that. And how do you, if you're confronted with, say, a very topical issue like facing death, as it's in this week, how do you, if somebody's sitting beside you at work and they're starting to talk about it, how do you say, well, religion makes a difference in this? Have you got the language? Have you got the ability to actually talk about this? And maybe the niggling doubts that are in your own heart about it when you think about it, have you anywhere to talk about them, or maybe develop them, or understand them a bit more, or understand what our faith really says about them? So I think that's why education is essential. You can't expect something that's so much fundamental to our lives is actually going to be go on without a lot of effort on our part. You know, you have to think about it more than that.
Now, when we think of education, we always think of maybe going back to school or going back to college. And for a lot of people, you know, as they get older, that's not a practical way to go about doing these courses. So, how then can they source what you're talking about? Who's going to provide the information for them?
Well, I suppose that's really been my mission in life, if you want to know. I am a director program here at Milltown where we train people as educators. And the model is that they will go out into local communities, parishes or whatever, and they will offer some very short courses which are not in a lecture form. Now, the students, when or the people who go out into the parish would say work with people who are readers or Eucharistics ministers or whatever, and they would help them to reflect on their own experience and what it means to them, and then maybe introduce some new ideas, and then have a dialogue between the ideas and where they've come from themselves. So it's not a lecture form, and I don't believe that sometimes lectures are good. I've no problem with that. But a lot of time, if we want it to be a formation, and often in those sessions where the students go, we look at, say, prayer and how people might pray in different ways, that if they're not finding their own prayer life very satisfying. So there's a whole range of things happen, and it's local, and it's on the doorstep, and we try to keep them short so that people can do something that will be like a mission in the old days, I guess, but a different model, really. And a short burst of it every year would, I think, have a great impact. For some, that's not enough. They want to go and do something much more solid and long-term and all that. And they come to here to Milltown or All Hallows or Maynooth or wherever they go to nourish their faith. And that's great. But they're the few, and I think we need a model that brings it right out into the parish.